Hey, what's up, Ronnie? It's me, Tito Puente Jr. I want you guys to tune in to the latest edition of the podcast, Drums and Rums, right here. Wepa!
Hey all, it's Paul from Drums and Rums with the Backbeats Meets the Spirits. Thanks again for listening and tuning into this episode of Drums and Rums. This is a special episode. This is a little bit like a, we didn't know you were still podcasting, Paul. We didn't know you were still doing this. So yes, we're still podcasting and just been a little bit busy. We're going to get into that in a second here. I'm going to give you a whole lot of rundown of what's been going on briefly before we jump into the little details here. But first, thanks for tuning in again to the podcast here. Don't forget to rate the subscribe and on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating, review, etc. Like this video, follow us on the YouTube channel. Please give us some support too. So real quickly, again, we're coming back from a little hiatus and we start off coming back strong with a great guest who continues the legacy of the king of Latin percussion, and it's also his father. Our guest is Tito Puente Jr. So like I said, don't forget to like and subscribe the video there and come and join us there. We got a lot of new content going on. So real briefly here before we jump into the Tito Puente and Tito and his story and his dad. We went through a little hiatus over the summer since last year. As you probably recognize, our last actual Drums and Rums episode was back in December, and our last rum episode was back in August of last year. So again, a lot's going on. Life's going on. I did a whole explanation on a live stream I did last week over on our YouTube channel, just chatting and talking about, hey, these are things that are going on, right? So we're in our fifth year of doing the podcast. So again, thank you for listening, for all you listeners who have been there from the beginning and new listeners joining us too. We got a lot of great and interesting guests that come on here. It's a great conversation if you've never listened to the podcast for the first time. Thank you. So again, we did a little hiatus there. I also started up a whole nother podcast. It is music related also, not specifically rum related, but I'm joined by a good friend and now co-host, so now I have a co-host and to banter with, is with Kevin McLaughlin. He's a good friend of mine, musician here, local musician. He's got some music coming out, so please give him some support. Check out his music. His new release is called Day by Day. So to Kevin and I, we have a show now called Riffs and Rhythms. It's a weekly podcast that we drop. We chat with local musicians. We promote primarily Florida local music, you know, original music. But hey, if you got any local music, that's what we're trying to promote and have fun. Again, we have a good time. We debate whether in song reviews, if it's the riff or the rhythm that makes the podcast or makes the episode. Makes the song. Jeez, I'm thinking too many things here. So that's kind of what we've been going on. And also you're going to see in the audio channel here, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Pandora, et cetera, you're going to see another show come up here. I'm just going to combine the audio shows into the same channel. Again, if you like what I do here, yeah, that's cool. I appreciate it. I've got another show that I think you kind of dig. It's a little bit different style than this interview format we've been doing with the Drums and Rums. So again, without further ado, let me get back into what we're covering on this episode for the entire week, celebrating the life of Tito Puente. He'll be 101 on April 20th, which we're going to drop the episode that we did with Tito Puente Jr. So, but first, a little bit about Tito Puente, the man, the myth, the legend. So before we get into the who Tito Puente is, it would only be fitting to celebrate him with a little bit of Puerto Rican rum, some from Bacardi here. So we're going to have a little bit of Bacardi orange cask finished. This is really good. So here we go. Who was Tito Puente? So like I said, this week celebrates the fascinating life of Tito Puente, the king of mambo. Born Ernst Anthony Puente Jr., April 20th, 1923. He left an indelible mark on the world of music, but he passed away in June 1st, 2000. So here's a glimpse into his remarkable journey and some of the things that we're going to cover each day this week, and we'll dive into a little further. So in the early years, Tito Puente was born in New York in the Spanish Harlem to Puerto Rican parents. And we talked about in this podcast episode with Junior, a lot of people think he's actually Cuban, but he's actually Puerto Rican, and he actually was born here in the mainland. So Tito's father worked in a razor blade factory, and Tito initially took piano lessons. However, an ankle injury led him to switch to percussion, drawing inspiration from jazz drummer Gene Krupa. Puente's talents blossomed into drumming lessons, and in the 40s, he joined the Machito Orchestra when their drummer was drafted for World War II. This was a big break, and Puente played with them until he was also drafted into the Navy. After the war, Puente went to the Juilliard School of Music on the GI Bill to study music and orchestration, and in 1948, he formed his own band and began developing his distinct performance style. Thank you again for your service, Tito. So Tito's his career. Tito's been known for blending of Latin and jazz sounds by placing percussion in the spotlight. Yes, the drummers are up front. I love it. And for celebrating the music with dancing and joy with his performances. If you've ever seen any of his videos, he's always smiling. He's very energetic. And so is Junior. His band became a regular sound of the Palladium Ballroom, where the Tito Puente Orchestra packed in the crowds and helped popularize mambo. Over the years, he became known as El Rey, the king of mambo music, and he collaborated with many other major performers, including Celia Cruz. Puente began recording with RCA Victor in the 1950s, and he continued to record, collaborate, and perform for the next several decades. In the 1990s, he played himself in a movie, The Mambo Kings, which helped drive and renewed awareness of his music. When he died at the age of 77, he was still regularly performing. Now, the legacy. Most of you know a lot of music. You've heard music like Oye Como Va. Carlos Santana probably really brought that to maybe to the more of the masses with a rock version of it. But that was Tito's song. So he's influenced so many others. So Tito's influence transcends borders. His compositions continue to resonate and his virtually lives on. Whether you're dancing to his beats or appreciating his melodies, Tito Puente's legacy has been recognized in many ways. He's received 5 Grammys during his lifetime, as well as a posthumous Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, among other honors. He's also received honorary degrees, presidential recognition, the key to New York City, and he's even on a stamp. Oh, and also he was in The Simpsons too, playing himself. So tune in tomorrow for part 2 of celebrating the life and music of Tito Puente. We're going to cover a lot more about who he's influenced, talk about what his main instrument is, the timbales, a lot of his music that he's created, written, and collaborated with, to a lot of his accolades, recognition, and awards too. That will all lead up to Saturday, April 20th, for the dropping of the new episode of Drums and Rums, the first one of 2024. So please join me in celebrating the life of Tito Puente, his music, and everything that he's contributed to. Cheers. See you tomorrow.